Hello, everyone. My name is Lupe Meneses Luna, and I attend Centro Victoria with my husband and two children. We have been attending since it first opened in 2019. I have also volunteered with a soccer camp that B4 hosts during the summer for the kids in our community. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. As we seek to settle our hearts and enter into God's presence, take a moment to consider how many of your worries and cares are based on your performance, whether you've done enough, too much, or the wrong thing. As the music plays, consider the fact that God loves you as you are. There's nothing you can do to make Him love you any more or any less than He loves you right now, in this moment, no matter where you are.
Thank you.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 51, 1 to 17. We will be reading from the New International Version. It's helpful to know that the heading of the psalm tells us that David wrote these words after the prophet Nathan confronted him about committing adultery and then trying to cover it up by committing murder. As I read, consider how this knowledge impacts how you understand the words of the psalm. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. Let's take a few moments and reflect on this passage. What words or phrases stand out to you? Have you ever experienced sorrow over your sin like David describes? How does this passage impact how you view sin? How does it impact your view of God? As I read through this passage, I am reminded that my first instinct is to try and hide from God when I know that I have done something that causes harm to the relationship, honor, and respect that I have for Him. But what can I hide from my Creator? There is nothing that He doesn't already know, and my responsibility as a follower is to come to Him with a sincere and humble heart and ask for forgiveness. He wants us to be vulnerable and transparent with Him so that He can clean our hearts and make them whiter than snow. Since we live in an imperfect world, God knew that our lives were not guaranteed to be free of rebellion and sin, so He gave us an out. Instead of trying to mask or hide our sin, we can ask Him for forgiveness and make us whole again. I am comforted by this knowledge and encourage you to also seek Him whenever you need to. He will listen and bring you peace. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. We serve a merciful and gracious God who loves us even when we don't deserve it. Spend a few moments thanking God for the love and grace He has shown to you in your life. Are there sins, transgressions, or mistakes that have been weighing heavy on your heart? Present these things to God and express your sorrow for your actions and their impact. Then take a moment to see if God has anything to say to you in response. Pray for our church and the church throughout the world that we would be a people and a place where sinners can find grace and forgiveness. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the B4 Church podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. We hope to see you next Thursday for our weekly liturgy.